Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'll take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I'll take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
Josh Shapiro, Matthew Burgels. Matthew, we're going to have some new jobs for you soon. Because the studio is picking up steam over there. And a lot of people are asking, well, is there anyone that could help me maybe post-production, edit, put up some clips online? And I said, I got the guy.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to keep Borge busy.
Best there is, dude.
He's the guy who's doing our clips here at Penthouse Comedy. He's the guy who, all the intellectuals clips, Penthouse podcast, it's him.
I was good to see him edit, and it's like, yeah, he's he locks in, and it's like, it's moving fast.
He only doesn't do the French cast clips because I don't believe he speaks French. That's the only reason.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want, I would not
It'll be random stuff. He's like, welcome to the show, and then that's it. And he's like, it sounded fucking funny, bro. You said it such a funny way.
I can understand your French because you're an English dude speaking French, but like as a French person, it's
old. Really? You understand me more than, okay, that's interesting.
Yes, 100%. Because they have all these like different ways of speaking and stuff. You still think like an English man. So I could like put
you
it
still
into
think like an Anglo. I like that. So what have you guys been up to? You had fun last night at the Bordel?
Yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah. You, what'd you do last night?
Good show at Third Floor last night. Belly Tickle Tuesday. Tim Kraft was out of town, so your boy was hosting for him. Good. And great time.
Where was Tim Kraft?
I don't know.
He's in like Sudbury.
Probably.
He's doing
yeah.
like a small town tour or something.
Tim kills it with his
small town stuff.
He goes out there, fucking kills it, comes back.
Goes in, he's like, what up, guys? Y'all got tractors? And they're like, he knows us. He speaks to us.
Went to Grumpy's. I died at Grumpy's.
That's what's supposed to happen.
Half of it was good. I was excited the first half of the set. And I was like, oh, sick. This is going to be fun. And then just off the rails. And once you start spiraling at Grumpy's, it's over.
And Harrison's just there, like, staring at you, and you're just like, fuck.
I actually know. I specifically walked to the end of the stage to not have Harrison inside anymore.
Why, he was just staring at you?
No, but the stage is there. Harrison stands in front of you, just stares at you. And then, like, when you bomb a joke, you see him from the corner of your eye. He just goes, all right. That's when it's time. I love the way he books it or sets the lineup. Not books it, sets the lineup. He just kind of like looks at what's happening on stage and like he just walks through and like makes eye contact with everyone and then he'll decide and he'll go, you next? And the person's always like, yes, please, please. It's great. It's Grumpy's, I find when I started was so much worse. Like he really like made it flow better.
It used like a decade ago. It was, I guess, worse. But it was packed. I remember it being chaos in there sometimes.
Okay, yeah.
It was weird fun, because you knew you were gonna bomb, yeah. And sometimes you'd make it out of there alive, and those were good moments. You're like, how the fuck did I survive? No one else can do that. And then you see someone else do it. You're like, all right, it's just a good night.
Yeah,
it's not me.
No, that's fair. But yeah, that might be what it is. That it's not as packed every week now, so it's like a bit easier to.
How do you feel about children doing blackface?
As long as the other side is red.
Yeah, Poseidon, you want to bring that kid up? The Kansas City Chiefs fan had a situation. This is how stupid society is. Do you know what I'm talking about, Borgels?
No idea.
You're going to get upset. You're going to get upset.
Why, because he didn't do the whole face?
No, it's... They showed a picture. So the kid was a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Fucking Yahoo, bro. I swear to God.
Kansas City Chiefs coaching staff. What the fuck are you bringing up,
That's
bro?
A crazy virus, bro. It's insane.
You know what
There's
I'm talking
a
about?
Virus? No, just it changes your search to Yahoo or...
That's not a virus.
Secure search. What the fuck is that?
It's not a virus. It's what just, is it? You don't notice it, but you agree to it. Like, you like, hey, I want this because they're trying their best to make it a thing. Yeah. Yahoo is no longer going to be a thing.
It's horrible.
That ended years ago. That ended when Google really picked up. So, Poseidon.
What was it? Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs.
I think it's when you go on Yahoo News and they're like, make us your search engine, and you just click
Kid
accept.
Blackface, and then you'll find it.
Also, what's the deal with every website asking about cookies now? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
I feel like they got in trouble for not asking.
Okay.
They just like gather your data and shit.
Is accused of racist blackface by a reporter. Even though, so they took a picture. I don't know if you want to scroll down, Poseidon, a bit. Yeah, right there. So you see that first photo? You could show the people at home, Poseidon.
Okay, yeah. Give me a second.
So they put that all over the internet, and they go, look at this fucking disgusting piece of garbage. He is in full headdress, and he's in blackface.
I mean, it's racist, not for the blackface, but...
It's not racist. I'll explain. Kansas City Chiefs, he's dressed like a chief. He's just, he's going for it. He's also, he happens to be Native American, which is amazing.
Well, the kid is Native on top
yeah,
of
yeah, the mother came out and said, just stop. He's Native American. And then scroll down, Poseidon. And also, he's not in blackface. He's wearing the colors of the team, as you can see there, red and black. You fucking dishonest assholes.
Who came out and said this?
New York Post. All these tabloids online. They just wanted a story.
Journalist is like, I'm going to eat a nice dinner tonight, man. I got the story.
Yeah. It's a made-up story.
I wish I'd catch some of these writers and editors, bro, in person.
Like, catch them writing. Not and like just ask him. Let me ask you, bro, how do you spell?
Not like I'd fucking tell them off, bro. Like, what is this shit?
Yeah, this is embarrassing.
This is, bro, they went to university for this.
They cancel a kid.
Their parents forked over $30,000 a semester.
Deadspin started. Deadspin accused a young Kansas City Chiefs fan of wearing racist blackface, despite photos showing him wearing team colors. Oof, fucking Deadspin.
Well, like, what happens to that journalist? Nothing, eh?
Nothing.
You should get fired. God damn.
By the way, I also heard that the guy, remember Pizzagate?
Of course.
Okay. And then they came out and they go, somebody debunked it and go, it's not true. They're not banging kids. It's all debunked. The journalist, Poseidon, if you want to bring it up, that debunked Pizzagate was just arrested, put to jail for
child porn, I think.
Yeah.
Or molesting kids.
Oh, no, that wasn't the one. I saw something.
So now I'm like, wait a second. The guy who debunked it, that means that, wait, was this true? And he was trying to fucking get us off the trail.
Do you remember his name?
No.
Fuck. James Gordon, maybe?
Oh, I have no idea. Let's see. Da-na-na-na. Oh, go to that one that you were on, former ABC, it's Valuetainment. Let's see what it's saying.
Canadian singer-songwriter.
I can't hear.
Winning ex-ABC journalist who previously bragged about debunking evidence of Pizzagate, remember that? Now pleading guilty to some pretty disturbing child pornography charges last Friday.
Holy shit.
James Gordon Meek, a once acclaimed national security and investigative journalist, pled guilty to the transportation and possession of child sexual abuse material after the FBI conducted a raid at his Arlington home in April 2022, finding a Dropbox account of sickening child rape materials of minors stored on his account. The Department of Justice reported some of the images and videos depicting prepubescent minors and minors under the age of 12, including an infant being raped.
What the fuck?
He allegedly shared a perverted fantasy of abducting, drugging, and raping a 12-year-old girl. The 53-year-old's charges relate to February 2020, his visit to South Carolina, where he used an unidentified online messaging platform on his personal iPhone to send and receive both images and videos that depicted minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct, in addition to discussing his sexual interest in children. The agents discovered numerous child sexual abuse images and videos spanning back to at least 2014. The affidavit further reveals some communication involving Meek portraying himself as a girl, adding an additional layer of concerning behavior. He joined ABC News Washington Bureau as an investigative producer in 2013. Meek will be sentenced in September, facing up to 40 years in prison, though a maximum sentence is unlikely. Make sure you go to valuetainment.com for more.
All right. Yeah, Valuetainment. Patrick Bede. So Poseidon, you're not alone, but it's definitely illegal.
Go like, fuck yourself.
If you're like, bro.
You have like a child pedophile.
Yeah, he does look like a pedophile.
He
looks like that shitty woke comic. What's his name? The guy who does the State of the Union at Just for Laughs?
I have no idea.
The fuck's his name? He's this clown. He went full retard. Anyways, he looks like him.
Bro, the guy has child porn. He knows he has child porn. He's like, let me write a story debunking it. Like if you're low a little bit.
He was
dude.
Paid to do it. Like yeah. Tommy's not doing this on his own. Like could, he's not like I'm gonna fight for the cause.
No,
somebody
no.
called him and they're like, buddy.
Listen, bro, we have problems. Like we're gonna get caught. Debunk this shit right now. So he debunked, quote unquote. But now the question should be, people should be like, wait a second. So we were told that it was fake, that they weren't. But now that we find out that this is the guy behind the fake story, we should look back into this.
Nope.
Well, mm-hmm. it's just, but like this is, I don't even want to, because it makes, this is the one thing that really just,
yeah, it's
really,
gonna fuck with us.
It freaks me out, like, to my bones, bro. Like, it's just like the amount of pedophiles that there are in powerful places, and they're all working together, and they're all fucking friends, and it's just like, I don't know, man. It's fucking crazy. And this is like, if you think about like what drives people to do like next level evil shit, you're a pedophile and you're fucking kids, that will drive you to do whatever you want.
Madness.
You know what I mean? You'll do anything at all. There's no limit. It's just, it's crazy.
Like, there has to be successful people that aren't pedophiles. Can't they just take over the world by just exposing all the other ones?
Okay, I don't know what you, because I've thought about stuff like that, but what do you do? Like, let's say Mike's very successful, right?
Yeah.
What does he do? He go, like, you interview people, you're like, do you bank? Like, there's, what do you do?
Exactly. And it's almost like, I don't know, it's like the fucking pedophiles find each other and they know who's not, you know what I mean? Like,
but that's the thing is us, I guarantee you, we're going to find out one day, we're going to be like, no, not him.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that this is so rampant and it's not also local. Like, this can't just be Hollywood, Washington. This has to be Montreal too, Quebec, maybe like politicians. It has to be closer to us.
Yo, Poseidon, could you look up what percentage of people are pedophiles?
Well, I was going to search that up. I'm saying.
But who's responding to that? Who's responding to that poll?
That's exactly. Think about how many pedophiles like.
Finally, a poll that speaks to me. Like, who's responding to that?
Are you a pedophile? Yes. Sometimes.
They must be outnumbering the gay community now.
Gays are what, 3%? I hope not.
Not
bro.
Even 1%.
Gays are more than 1%, bro.
Oh, a percentage of...
But also, they can't, in most countries, you can't say you're gay.
Like, I definitely feel like...
There's like a billion Muslims, no? Trust me, they can't say they're gay.
In Montreal, you can't say you're straight.
Yeah, Montreal, you can't say you're straight.
So 80% of the world is heterosexual. 3% is gay.
Yeah, I was right. Okay.
Lesbian or homosexual. 4%
yeah, there's no
bisexual.
Way.
It's way more than 3%.
Really gay. Not people that are pretending. Gay. Yeah. So let's just say, no, there's no way. If pedophiles were more than gays, bro, that's insane. If 4% pedophiles, bro, that's insane. You'd have to hold your kid all the time.
Or 3% identify as transgender.
0.3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 0.3. It's the same thing.
No, I heard 3. That's why.
Oh, okay. 1.7 identifies gay or lesbian.
Wait, what do we care about this? I thought you were looking at
Sure, sorry.
They're not all the same, bro. Come on.
He just groups them all together. He's like, anyone who's not straight.
Well, here's what's fucked up about.
I don't like that you logged into my account. Man, I'm going to get fucking, just crashed. I'm going to get raided.
Bro, the computer just crashed.
I understand the computer. I'm going to get raided one day because of this kid.
But what's fucked up about the pedophiles is you can produce more pedophiles. So, like. So
this
like
is
gay.
Yeah, this is Poseidon's origin story.
Like,
let's go.
Gay people, like you're born like that, type of thing, right?
Okay, you're saying pedophiles can be like made from like trauma.
Yeah, they can reproduce each other.
They could, but it's not a guarantee.
Not a guarantee.
Just because you get traumatized, it doesn't mean that you're gonna do. But a lot do. But it doesn't mean that you will. Anyways, well, there should be something done. But the thing is, it's what you said. It's very hard because a lot of these guys, like regular, like I've never heard of a story, and I'm sure it happens, of just regular dudes.
Yeah, just it's almost always
people in like high positions, so then it's hard to go after them.
Because there's a lot, it's like all of the shit, once it comes out, you see how much they like were able to keep like on lock and like that, like, you know what I mean? Everything was a secret. How many people like are involved in keeping that a secret? You have to pay so many people. There's so much. And it's crazy what these people are doing.
I was in Washington last week, Washington, D.C.
What the fuck is this?
Washington, Dick County. Don't click on all random PETA stuff.
This is a government website.
Media coverage of PEDS. Benefits and risks and you know what? Close this, bro. Who gives a shit? I don't want this on my fucking screen.
Okay.
So, when I was in Washington, I was thinking about that when I was, because I was taking Ubers everywhere, talking to the locals, all had different views of Washington. All hated the politicians.
Of course, it's that. But that's like
One of the cab drivers was hilarious. He's like, "It's a good city." He goes, "Yeah, there's some bad people," and I go, "Who are the bad people?" And then he's looking at me because this is not what I'm doing there. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like. Do you mean the politicians? And he's like, yeah, bro, these fucking pedophiles.
God damn.
And I was like, homie, we're thinking the same thing. it's very weird. When we're driving around, I was looking at the buildings. It's such a beautiful thing to think about, like how they built all that shit and all. And how these first big free American cities, how they exist. It's very fascinating to look at the architecture. It's beautiful, beautiful. The Washington has some beautiful architecture. But at the same time, I was thinking about how that funnel of power, how it's in that one area. There's also like Virginia's close, like, you know, Langley, Virginia, CIA, all that stuff. Like, it's all in one big area. And they talk to each other and they decide based on some person or some person's decisions what the next couple of years are going to look like. So, for example, when they need a war, they get together and like, look, the FBI, you got to do this. CIA, you got to do this. And then when you, the further back you go, you see who's pulling the strings. Pulling the strings, there's no guarantee of pulling the strings, but it's always these mouthpieces that they speak in these forums, World Economic Forums, all that. And they're like the guy who owns Vanguard or BlackRock. Or so it always comes down to, at the end of the day, weapons manufacturers, these AI, these big AI invested people that are locked into that, people that bought all these commercial and domestic real estate. Like BlackRock did. BlackRock bought so much off people. They own buildings. They own all kinds. So the more the economies tank, the more there's destruction. These people find ways to make money. You get it? And more money. So they have so much money and power, and then they buy off media companies. So now, if they decide that a couple of them want to, whether it's kids or anything they want to do, they also control the media who's supposed to expose them. Then they control the housing. Then they control your biggest imports, your biggest exports. What do you do? So you're going to go speak out about it to who? They control the media, right? You're going to start a podcast? They're passing legislation here and in the US to start minimizing the exposure of podcasts and to fight against podcasts and disinformation and all that, so that you only have one mouthpiece. It's whatever comes from the government. You want to continue working? They control most industries if you look at it. Where are you going to get a job if everyone hates you because you've exposed? Like, it gets very dangerous. So people are very laissez-faire, and they're just going to allow it to keep happening, allow it to keep happening. And that's why, for example, the middle class is disappearing. In North America, the middle class was the strength of North America, Canada, and the U.S. And it's slowly not existing anymore. People fought to get to the middle class, and it, like, they pulled the rug from under them. And now they can't. The middle class normally could afford a home, a good apartment, something. It's not happening anymore. People work two jobs, and they can't afford shit. They can't live with two jobs. You know how embarrassing that is? That's an embarrassment for North America. All this to say, it's very hard to fight against this stuff because we don't have enough resources at the end of the day because they control all the major things. It's very, very difficult.
Well, I feel like this always happens throughout history.
Yeah.
Like, power goes to one person, then like a revolution happens, and it's just like, if you're like powerful and you want to stay in power, why not just control everything in a way that everyone's cool with? Then we'll never try to revolt.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, it's just like run the world, whatever. We need people to run the world, but
don't
like,
be greedy.
Be chill.
Yeah,
bro, you could have 20 billion instead of 22. Fucking ease up, you know.
Give us
all food, give us all water, make us all happy. We're pretty easy to make happy, bro. Put good shows on Netflix. Fuck it. But like, don't fucking then poison the water that you're fucking like controlling. Like, just like, I don't understand. If you, it's like even like a good strategy to stay in power, because then no one's gonna care if you're like, look, we people need to run the world. It's like it has to. We're humans. And, like, we need people who organize shit, but, like, why be a dick about it?
Simon, bring up any WEF stuff you want to bring up right now, because I know you're eager. So, I see, I'm with you. It makes so much more sense just keep us chill. But I think the problem comes in ideologues. Like, they have an ideology and they believe it so much. So, a lot of these people, including, I don't know if Trudeau believes it, but he likes being in the gang. So, he does whatever they tell him at the WEF. The whole, remember the 2030 plan and the reduction of the population of the world. So the reason why they want to reduce the population, they say it's to save the planet. It's not to save the planet. The reason why they want to reduce is because it's easier to, they're scared of revolution. They're scared of, so they want less people on the planet, so it's easier to control. It's easier to divide. And social credit, all this stuff that makes you scared to speak up. Social credit is crazy. Social credit, you speak against the government, you lose credit points, you can't take the train, you can't, is insane. The fact that we're even considering it here in North America is bonkers.
Are we considering it?
Yeah.
Like, for real?
Yeah. But they're saying it in the guise of carbon. They're saying it's to save our carbon footprint. So what they're going to do is companies, it already started with that ESG score. Companies get a different score and it affects what loans they could take out depending on their carbon footprint, depending on the diversity programs they have and all that. So, like, is it a woman owned? Is it a black owned? Is it a carbon owned or whatever the fuck? So, it's very, bro, all this shit is insane. It's all stuff we used to see in like conspiracy films, and it's happening around us in real life. And it's so insane that people don't know how to react. Yo, what regular people are like this? I don't know what to say.
Well, I just also think a lot of people are not aware of a lot of what's going on, and they're just kind of like that's what's, you know, TikTok and everything. Look at it, it's one thing, it's a hack example, TikTok, but it just whatever people are consumed with in their life, everyone's just trying to like disconnect.
Yeah.
At all times, everyone's just trying to disconnect, and we're trying to like come out with more things for people to disconnect, and that's what it is. I just think there's just so many people who are just not really caring about it, and I know that I just disconnect. You know what I mean?
You saw Italy, they because you're part Italian. They're the first country, I think, to not allow that Bill Gates is fake meat. You see that shit?
Really?
Yeah, they go, no, it's not good for the health. They go, we don't want this shit.
What's the fake meat?
He's just making plant or not, but you know, chemical-based meat, okay, in labs, yeah, to reduce our real meat consumption. But people are like, it's not healthy. Italy bans the synthetic meat. Yeah, Italy bans Gates synthetic, citing health concerns. The United States takes a different stance, and the WEF is coming out this week. They're asking the United States to do something to curb, to stop people from eating as much meat as they're. But this is all fake shit. This is all shit they're saying. This is going to help the climate. So a lot of idiots just hear that and they go, okay, I'll help the climate. They're trying to make people unhealthy. That's the goal of it. They need you to be fucking sick.
It's like,
eat all this garbage.
Bro, let us disconnect. Let us all get sick fucking, but like, let us chill. Like, tell us what you're doing, bro. We'll let you do it. You know, most people don't want to be in charge of anything.
Well, that's not true. People are louder and louder these days. It's more annoying to deal with people, yeah, you know, especially with social media and the ability to like reach out to unlimited
potential
people.
Risk of turbo cancers. I saw that before you closed it. Yeah, of course. All this shit's disgusting, dude. All this shit is bad for you. You go through all these lengths when we already have. We know what keeps you healthy. We have good meats, good vegetables, but instead of promoting those, we don't have to fucking bioengineer everything. Just like how social media, you don't need to post everything. You don't need to post up every time you break with your girlfriend. You don't need to post everything. Same thing. We don't need to genetically modify everything we're going to fucking eat.
Carbon, man. Well, you don't care about the planet.
Carbon. I care about the planet.
Did you guys see the
that's why I want farms.
The commercial in the UK, Toyota commercial that got banned?
Mm-mm.
It's basically for the new Toyota Hilux. It's a pickup truck.
Hilux or Helix?
I don't know. Helix, Hilux.
I like Helix.
Helix, I guess.
Maybe it's Hilux.
And basically what happened was because the commercial was like 20 pickup trucks going through like rugged terrain, basically out in nature. And they banned the commercial in the UK because it harms the environment.
The commercial harmed the environment?
No. They think they harmed the environment by doing this commercial. A and B, they don't want to promote their own citizens wanting to go off-roading with pickup trucks because it might harm the environment.
Such a fake virtue signal thing. If someone's going to go off-roading, they're going to go off-roading.
Of all the things, it is a weird one.
Yeah, it's not going to be the commercial that's going to...
Yeah, and Toyota was like, responded. Yeah. They were like, bro, what the fuck? Yeah.
How's your girlfriend, Borge?
She's good. Chilling. Yeah. She's aware of all this stuff too. It's rare.
Oh, is she?
With people, yeah.
Nice.
When I first met her, what's it called? She's like, I'm a comedian. She's like, oh, you like comedy? I'm like, yeah, who's your favorite? I'm like, Louis C.K. And she's like, don't worry, I like him too. And I'm like, okay.
And then she's like, seriously, start jerking off.
And then she's like, I said something about Jordan Peterson. She's like, oh, I took his class at University of Toronto. I'm like, okay.
Oh, shit.
Like, it was right when he got big, so someone else was teaching it. But she took the course and, like, she's based.
Now he's losing his mind a bit, though. You guys feel that?
After he got sick, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he's going a little crazy.
He's going.
I don't know him that well, but it just seems like he gets fixated on certain
nonsense.
Things. And I'm like, what are you? Yeah, why is this what you're doing right now?
He's love the way he talks,
like a very
though.
Smart guy.
He's been leaning a bit heavy into the religious aspect of.
Are you sure about that, bud?
And politics. Before he was doing politics, it was great.
But I love his voice.
He got so he's so stressed now, and he's.
I get it too. Though. Everyone's attacking you online.
It fucks with you.
You how single life?
I wish. What are you doing?
That was amazing.
Me and Siga.
That was amazing.
But the way he did that was like a mob boss too.
Yeah, cut it, bro.
That was.
What are you talking about? Who's single? Who's single?
His Italian came out.
Yeah, he's like, who's single? I'm single. Me single. Me not single, bro. Me no no.
Me, all the only single I know is single slices, yeah.
bro. Processed cheese. All right. Well, we're not going to broach that subject, evidently. So Shinebox. That's actually Thursday nights.
Thursday nights.
A lot of ladies at that show or what, Josh?
I think that one thing that is sad about this city is that a lot of people don't respect the artists that are from here unless they blow up worldwide.
Correct.
And if you look at any other city, the way it goes for the trajectory of the artist is they get big in their city. And then other cities start to hear about it and it grows, right? I know that before I started doing stand-up comedy, listen, nobody fucking get mad at me here. I would have never gone to see a fucking show. I would have never respected anything in Montreal. I never would have. So there needs to be something that breaks people in.
Makes
so
it cool.
Shinebox is a free show. So all of these people, last week we were sold out. 15 people at the show had never been to a stand-up comedy show in their life.
I was there.
And so it's just like, it's incredible to all of these people who are now going to get to experience it. And we really do have some fucking gangsters in this scene who are amazing. Some of the best talent in Canada, better than a lot of people around the world, you know?
Yeah. There's a handful of us, but yeah.
Yeah, still. And the only way to get others to want to get there and facilitate the way to get there is to try and get people careers. And I think that this is the start. Is to promote and give respect to what people are doing and not have it be like some local show. You know what I mean?
I'm 100% with you. I love what's happened.
And I think that, you know, what you're doing with Bordel is exactly that. And we need more of it. We need more like emphasis on the amazing comics in this city. That's the only way we're going to fucking grow, dude. And then the city takes us up and we fly.
You remember your documentary idea in the new year?
Assisted suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would recommend against it, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
So you were thinking of doing a documentary, vlogging your path towards, because Canada is not just legalizing, they're super pushing this idea of if you want to off yourself starting in the new year, you can. Obviously, they want to do that because they don't want to spend money fixing the problems they started.
I want to preface this. I think I know where you're going. And I just want to say that hearing this the whole time, in back of my head, what's the incentive?
Yes, exactly.
That's the whole time I've been seeing this. I'm like, what is their goal? What are they getting out of this?
I thought their goal was just, why would I pay money to get these drug addicts that I caused off of drugs? I'm going to give them the opportunity to kill themselves. That's what I thought. I thought it was just less tax dollars spent. Until my buddy Poseidon here could bring that up, I found out that Canada is the leader of organ harvesting in the world, of first world countries.
Wait, what?
Yes!
Since the beginning of assisted suicide.
Yep.
But so, a bunch of like junkies' organs and shit too? Like,
is still shit that works?
It's still shit you can find something, a spleen or some shit. So
which is look, if people are dying, what? Making use of the organs is great.
Yeah, but no, don't force people to kill them. Like people you think are lower than other people to get their organs out of them and shit.
That's so
what?
A study published in December of 2022, in the December 2022 issue of the American Journal of Transplantation finds Canada leading the world in harvesting organs from those who received medical assistance in dying.
So now, of course, they're pushing it in the new year. This is the government doesn't produce anything, right? We know this. We produce stuff, human beings. They finally found a loophole, the Canadian government, like, yo, we started big business, doggy. This is insane.
Yeah.
This is insane.
Almost half. So in Canada, Belgium, and the Netherlands, and Spain, a total of 286 people who sought euthanasia provided organs to save the lives of 837 people.
I love how they word that. You're saving other people's lives.
Yeah, almost half of those donors, 136, came from Canada.
Yeah, ask the big question is, how much are you getting per organ? That's what they're not including.
No, and we talk about corrupt people, right? And there's corrupt people in every industry. Can you imagine just fucking three corrupt people working in assisted suicide, just fucking shoveling people through, even if they don't, you know what I mean? Yeah. And now that's crazy to say to it. I'm sure it's, you know, a strict process, but.
No, it's not.
Anything can
happen. It's not. I remember the veteran. Do you remember the Canadian veteran? It made the news. He was because they have a hotline for veterans who went through some shit, right? And he wasn't doing good, and he didn't want to kill himself. He was just like, I'm in pain, I'm this and that. He was just talking through his problems, and the person on the other line is like, just fucking kill yourself. You ever thought of assisted suicide? And the guy's like, what? He's like, you ever thought of killing? He's like, no, I don't. Just kill yourself.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then it made the news because the guy's like, that cannot be the answer. No, that's not what I was looking for. He goes, you guys sent me to war. I lost limbs or whatever, and now you want me to fucking kill myself on top of it.
Well, there's going to be a van waiting for
Poseidon,
all of
us. So give us an update.
So if you could harvest every organ and chemical in your body, you could make $45 million. But a dead body is worth around $550,000.
You're worth more dead than alive.
But if they're doing it like specifically in a way to kill you, they're probably doing it in a way that preserves your organs. So like,
they could make some bank.
Bro, what are we doing?
Yeah, okay, you see.
What are we doing?
But I look like the crazy person because this makes me mad, as if I should be happy about this.
Look, I think that especially for people who have like fatal illnesses and whatever, it should be allowed. You know?
Yeah, but now but again, that's being, not what we're arguing.
But
being pushed to people who have drug addictions, who are depressed.
So that's always been an accepted idea in society, that people who are like fatally ill, whatever, they should be able to do it, yes. Right? But then there was a guy at one point working somewhere who was like, you know, we can get some fucking organs out of these people. Maybe we should push this issue. And then it was like, it's almost like a long con. The whole process, it's all to help. But the person in charge or the person who's there who's like, listen, at the end of the day, we're going to get some fucking organs, you know?
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. I just feel like that's how everything goes.
See, I was thinking of killing myself, and now, out of spite, I won't do it.
Well, it was like the end of, when I would talk about it, the end of how I would wrap it up is I would say, like, I'm going to get to the end and be like, never mind, like, at the end of the video, like, never mind, I'm happy.
I wouldn't take a chance.
They would still, you know, that's what
they'd still kill you, yeah. They'd be like, no, that's the lunacy talking.
Yeah.
Just let me inject you with this, bro.
Sorry, you're in denial. We understand. This is normal.
Or you should get two people, like an unhealthy person and a healthy person, and see if they push the healthy person more.
So here's the thing.
Younger person, like...
The message I give to my fans right now, if you're listening, if you're sad and you're even contemplating suicide, but you hate the government as much as I do, stay alive out of spite. Fuck these people.
But the amount of people who are going to commit suicide more, even outside the program, because they're like, the government's cool, it justifies it in their head. Suicide is just becoming more and more acceptable. Just why would the government push more people to kill themselves?
Yeah, there had to be a reason, but we didn't. I wasn't dark enough to ever think about this.
You thought it was just lazy.
I just thought they didn't want to pay. They're like, these fucking druggies. Like they just view people as lesser than. But I never thought they'd be making money off them. I thought they'd be saving money by not spending on rehabilitating these people.
But they're doing both.
They're doing both.
So, okay, I'm a gambler, so I already know about all of this.
How much each thing is worth.
Yeah.
Sell skin, $10 a square inch?
This is legal. This is legal market with actual... Yeah. If you're going to... You're never going to be able to... You can never sell any of your organs.
I don't want to sell my organs.
No, but let's say you wanted to. There's no legal way for you to do it. You have to go black market. So it says $200,000 for a kidney. You can get maybe $10,000 for a kidney.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Don't get to do that.
Yeah, in the black market.
You go down to Mexico and you know what I mean? And then like it's happened where I think they set up like surgeries for people.
Yeah.
And then they just take all their organs and shit like that.
I heard about that too, you're supposed to give one organ, like you're selling a kidney, but you're a nobody. So that guy, they find him dead with no organs. Yeah.
Bro, you're under anesthetic. What the fuck's going to happen?
You know? I know because of Europe. I know because of Greece. The Balkans, they have a huge problem with organ harvesting, but black market. People go missing and they find them with like everything open and stuff. Like there's a lot of money in the black market for organs.
Yeah, but it's not like it's legal market. It's crazy. Like that those numbers are inflated like crazy because it's legal.
Yeah, and also the government, every time they get involved in something, I'm not saying it's better illegal. This shouldn't be legal or illegal. Shouldn't be
you're
happening.
Definitely getting raided after this. After all
are
these
we
searches.
Live?
No, we're not live, okay, but nice. When it goes up, people, the government's going to be like, they're looking, they're calling us pedophiles, they're looking into our...
We can hide. You have some connections, bro.
I got some connections.
Get us in, bro.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy what's happening. The organ trade. Anyways, besides, we're not going to get into the organ trade. We know that it's nuts, but for a lot of fans that are listening to this, this is going to be the first time they're exposed to this, and they're going to be like, this is crazy, and they're going to Google it, and they're going to be like, holy shit.
Well, you remember the Planned Parenthood shit? I brought it to your attention.
And I thought it was crazy until Viva also confirmed. He's like, this is known. But it's just not like you have to look for it. I didn't know until he told me and I told him, bro, don't make shit up. Bro, Planned Parenthood, you know when they abort kids? The fetus, they sell that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And it's worth a lot of money, too.
They could make up to $3 million, I think, per fetus or some shit.
What? Really?
Yeah, there's science behind it. There's all kinds of...
$300,000,
I think it's 300,000.
Yeah, 3 million.
But they make... So it's a business. So of course they're going to pay all these lobbies and push and be like, no, abortion has to be a right. Everyone should be getting aborted. Of course they're going to push that. They're making money. So it's all... It has nothing to do with freedom. It has nothing to do with freedom. They're tricking people, being like, it's freedom. It's my body, my choice. They don't give a shit about your body. They don't give a... They just want money.
Well, okay.
They don't care about your health.
Exactly. That's it. The intention is always from somewhere else. And
then
they use
and they make it seem,
good.
Because you're like, of course, I want to be free to do whatever I want.
100%.
And they're like, go ahead, dummy. We youth, that's what you think it's for. It's crazy. All these like fictional stories of like supervillains, and we live in a real world that has people just as evil.
Yeah.
Inshallah. Maybe they should come take over, bro.
The Islamic extremists? Yeah. It's going to be even crazier. You'll be able to speak out.
Do you? They don't harvest organs. They just chop them up.
Yeah, the only organ they harvest is the head.
At least they're pure. They're not greedy. They're like, they cut off the head, leave the body, bro.
Yeah.
They're not sick. They're just
nuts.
They're just angry.
They're not just sick. They're sick.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do you think some supervillain stories were inspired by all this shit happening? Some people saw that shit and then they were like, I got to find a way to talk about this without getting moited.
There's some like that. And there's also you meet a lot of people in your travels in life. In my journeys through this adventure called life, I've met a lot of different people, especially in the corporate world, that are pieces of shit. Like actual people, not I don't like him, like are actual evil people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if they weren't in the corporate world and they would have to be in like another more violent world, they'd be very, very bad people.
Like okay, you know the Jimmy Fallon shit where like everyone's like, oh, he's a fucking degenerate alcoholic.
But that's not as bad. That's not
that. I'm just going to say that when that came out, I heard about this years ago. Mm. Like it came out again about his staff and whatever. But I always heard what he does is he finds a small bar wherever he is. He pays them to just close the doors so he can drink and do whatever the fuck he has to do
at
in there.
At peace, yeah.
And I just, to me, that was so like, I see it. All these people who have to be in these industries where it's so like tight and whatever. And
everyone's watching you.
You know, everyone's whatever. When they let loose, it's disgusting. Yeah. And I've been seeing it for years around whatever bars and shit. It's fucking gross, all of them. And the more money they make, the more, you know what I mean? And not always. There's a lot of rich people who like, but they're not going out and being fucking demons. You know what I mean? Like,
demons.
It's crazy. Yeah, yeah. It's
nuts. Yeah, you. And
see
I don't
even from when they sit down and have that first drink to now. I'm describing alcoholism, but I'm just it's with that type of person. It's just by that fucking tenth drink, it's the shit that's coming out of their mouth. You know.
Yeah, and you hear. I've heard some crazy shits. I remember in. I'm not gonna throw companies that I worked for under the bus completely because it's not the whole company that's at fault, but a lot of like owners or presidents of companies that I've worked for that have just been like actual pieces of human garbage. Like, you're like, this fucking guy in another industry would have done something that would put him in jail. Like, you could tell they have zero remorse, don't give a shit about human beings.
Yeah.
Like, actual, not asshole bosses. Not like, you're going to work overtime, not that. We're talking about real pieces of garbage. And then I had read that book, The Psychopath Test, and I found out that I wasn't in the wrong. They had done a whole study about this. I forgot that, you could bring that up. Bring in The Psychopath Test results. So you're going to see the percentage. Yeah, that's the book. Fucking the great book. I have it if you want me to pass it to you, Poseidon, if I haven't already. It's very good.
Yeah, I'd like to read that.
They did some studies. This is a very good book.
Oh, shit.
So the amount of psychopaths that are CEOs and presidents of companies around the world is staggering. They're the vast majority. And we're talking about the tests. They fail like empathy tests. Like they're the kind of, you know, you go a guy, oh, this guy's willing to kill his mother for a dollar or a promotion. It's those people. But in order to climb the corporate ladder of certain industries, if you're too moral, if you're too good of a person, or if you're just a regular dude, you won't get as high because you're not willing to do certain shit. So the ones that you see on top, most of them are legit pieces of garbage. That's why you have, remember what you were saying before, like you, why won't you just let people live, or why would you poison this? Or they're so psychotic, they don't see you as a human being. So it's like, yo, sir, these new bottles of water, of you know, Mark's water, the next couple of thousand stuff is going to be like tainted. If we release it like this, we found out there's some poison. So like, I don't know, fucking a couple of thousand people might get cancer. Any reasonable person be like, are you fucking crazy? Stop it right now. We're not doing that. The guy's like, look, I'm going to give you $100,000. You shut the fuck up. Throw the bottles out there. I don't give a fuck. So those kind of people took over.
Yeah, but I'm just saying you don't need empathy to look strategically and just be like, look, it's a better idea. Just let me be cool. No one will revolt.
Not if no one knows, because what they bank on is I'm going to pay your silence. So you won't know that you're getting cancified.
But people know. Just people don't care. I don't know. We're all like pacified with
that. We're very pacified with all this soy shit.
But also, like, I don't know. It's also like we could all
besides
just chill.
Preparing something big for us. Let's see.
So this one's fun. I think we brought it up in the past.
The 10 professions with the most psychopaths.
Yes. Thank you. Civil servant is at coming in at number 10.
Politicians.
Surprise, surprise.
It's like a judge or something? Files.
Chef, I believe.
Chef. Makes sense.
Actor should be high too. Clergy person.
Clergy person.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Police officers, officer. Obviously.
Of course.
Yeah.
Journalist? Okay, I see that. Number 6. Surgeon. 5 is surgeon. Yeah, you got to like cutting into people.
100%. You got to be able to disconnect.
Salesperson, yep.
Shit.
Oh, media person or TV or radio. So actors, I thought they would be higher than 3, but yeah. No.
Lawyer?
Yes.
Makes sense.
Number CEO. 1, CEO, yeah.
This one makes the most sense.
Yeah, but it only makes the most sense when we break it down, we talk about it, or else yeah. if there's no thinking, you're like, what are you talking about? But yeah, when I read the book, I was like, holy shit.
You know what's crazy? I read a study somewhere that apparently... psychopathy is a natural evolution of humanity, meaning people evolved. Like there's something in our DNA that realized we need, over the thousands of years, that we need psychopathy.
That's what the psychos want you to think. We're just like you.
No. But
this is a sexual orientation.
Because if you're being attacked, let's say you have a country, right? And you're being attacked. Yeah. You'd want psychopaths on your side.
I guess, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But those are, I want warriors on my side. I wouldn't want psychopaths. There's a difference. Yeah. They're trying to claim that psychopaths are the same as like a resilient warrior. They're not.
No. That, not at all. That's not what I'm trying to say.
But like, let's say like you're in a tribe of like 100 people and you can only feed 80. You need one dude who's willing to like chop the heads off of 20 innocent people. Like it makes sense that like 1% of the population is like just ready to go fucking buck.
He's not wrong. No,
I was just thinking, I was going to say that like I do think that yes, like to have some psychopaths on your side in like a serious war, like because like I just think that like yes, you can train someone who's not a psychopath to do that, but I just think that a psychopath
it's easier if the guy wants
level.
To go
exactly. He's excited, like the Vikings and shit. Yeah. Like they were excited to go fight.
There was, there was crazy. For sure some level of psychopathy in that. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna stab somebody while I rape. Like they're nuts.
Yeah. They're so excited about it.
It's just crazy.
So there was a study that said it's a natural part of the human evolution.
Yeah, it might be. It does kind of make sense that. Yeah. You would use them in... But you know what I think happened? Because we're not at war as much in the first world. Like so they had to go somewhere. And they went somewhere that we didn't expect and that we don't need. That's why all these corporations are such scum. Like, they're just, like, milking the dollar, laying people off. You know what a lot of layoffs are? A lot of layoffs happen now, like, during the holidays, big companies, before and after. And the reason is because they want to show on their books. It's all fake. So they don't give a shit that you have a family to feed or whatever. The reason why they do it is they want to show their stockholders or whoever owns the company profits. And it's just a margin thing. So they'll be like, we fire all these people because payroll was bringing us down. So we're saving 50 G's, 60 G's there. So it just looks like they're doing better. But in the long term, you were performing a certain task with X amount of people. Next year, you won't be able to perform as efficiently. So yeah, on the books you're showing that you have less liabilities right now, but it's gonna come back and bite you in the ass later. So it's all a game. So they don't give a shit. They'll fire people. That's how layoffs. I remember when I was at EA and stuff.
But then also like the system is like set up to like benefit people who like stay for a long time. So it's like to them if they fire people like at the end of the year and then hire people at the beginning of the year and then fire them at the end of the year, they never have to like actually give anybody any actual.
A lot of that was happening too when I was in the video game industry. They would get people to do. Homer remembers this. You had your probation period. And a lot of times, even if you were the best one, they would go through these cycles where it didn't matter how well you did. You're all getting canned.
Yeah.
And then people were like, I thought you said if I work hard and I'm good, you're going to hire me. And they're like, yeah, well, it wasn't good enough, even though it was.
Yeah.
And they would do. I remember seeing that a lot. I was like, I felt so bad because it felt scummy, but I couldn't verbalize it. I couldn't articulate it at the time. It was new. I was a young kid.
So you see this at like every level of life. Like if someone gets a McDonald's manager badge and goes crazy on people.
Yeah.
Like people, I don't know. They're just weird with power.
That's it. That's always something that I've hated so much is people who enjoy telling people what to do. That to me is always bad to have someone as like someone who's in a position to be someone's boss and they enjoy telling them what to do. It's sick. I hate seeing it, and there's too much of it. Yeah, but you do need some people who are able to do that. But you don't, you know.
You need to Poseidon. Am I a good boss? Am I a good leader?
Clip it. Clip it.
Well, I'm waiting to hear whether. I wonder if I'm going to harvest his organs or
the
not.
The positives outweigh the negatives.
Oh, okay. I'm cool with that.
Yeah. Hard to say the same about you, Poseidon.
What I like about you is you're very.
I'm too mean to Poseidon.
No, no, it's fine. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, good. Sorry. You think,
I'm a psychopath.
You better watch yourself, Jim.
Yeah. What I like about you is you're very honorable. You have a lot of honor. You have a code. Okay, you don't fuck around. Like?
That's by the way, that's code word for you use the N-word excessively, and it makes me feel comfortable.
And one thing is you won't actively seek to fuck someone over, anyone in general. Like in business, you're very by the book, and that's, in my opinion, very important.
That's why I'm going to fail at business, just so you know.
Yeah, sadly, it's just
that. Sadly, that's the truth.
Yeah. No, because you're going to meet the other business who does it the same way, and is like, exactly, finally, you know.
Oh, like, maybe
it'll eventually click somewhere.
That's possible. Yeah, too.
You know. So
I do believe in that. That's what the guys at Stogie's gave me. Is I didn't believe in good people doing business, and then I saw them, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, they are good actually. Stogie's business, the people who own Stogie's, the cigar lounge, they're not predatory, they're good businessmen. They're just good dudes that have a business.
They really just, and they want to, you know, just.
It sounds so simple.
Good relationships and, you know.
It sounds so simple.
It's not simple
away.
At all.
No, they've
it's
turned
not
away.
Simple at all.
They've turned away lots and lots of money over the years because of it, but they're still very successful and very good business owners.
And happy.
And they're happy. Yeah. Exactly. They enjoy their lives, they sleep at night.
Yeah, it's the same thing as like with comedy. Like most comedians are like degenerate dipshits, but then you meet the other ones who are like you, and you're like, ugh.
Yeah, exactly, 100%.
And then if you get like four or five of you together and you all pursue it, then you can make it instead of all this like backstabby bullshit.
Fully.
Yeah, because that never lasts too long. If the backstabby bullshit, like if you stay true, you're gonna have some difficulties, but you'll outlive the backstabby bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh shit! I just got a funny message that we're gonna talk about later. Oh, that's okay.
Off camera?
Told my
girlfriend we'll talk
to stop texting.
Okay. I'll talk about it off camera. But for real though, these pictures, very unprofessional. You tell her to calm the fuck down, bro. No, it's not. It's
she wearing
not,
her hijab?
Just for people listening, it's not nothing that juicy that they would like. It's just we would be entertained. Yeah. It's not a juicy story. It's just for us. You'd be like, oh, get the fuck out of here. That's interesting.
Your dick was out.
No, it's not a full. It's nothing like that. Oh, okay. It's it's just something that we experienced yesterday that came back now.
Okay,
you're gonna be like, fuck out of here. Yeah. So, fun news. Something fun must happen.
Please.
It can't all be psychopaths.
Yeah.
What kind of podcast is
this? We're talking about something a little bit dark before
the
podcast.
And then it continues.
We're talking about this. We're gonna talk about something fun. Pedophiles. World Economic Forum, bro.
I have the latest video from the WEF.
Oh, nice.
No, but we just said,
what the fuck? Let's go, Poseidon, play.
No, but
We're in too deep.
If people refuse to give up meat, they will have to be forced through human engineering by making them intolerant.
What?
Perhaps through mosquito bites.
Hold on a second. I want to hear this guy, bro. Maybe he's misquoted.
So I'll give two examples. So one is that people eat too much meat. Right, and if they were to cut down on their consumption on meat, then they would it would actually really help the planet. But people are not willing to give up meat. Yeah, you know, some people will be willing to, but other people they may be willing to, but they have a weakness of will. They say, "Wow, this steak is just too juicy. I can't do it." I'm one of those, by the way. So, you know, but so here's a thought, right? So it turns out that we know a lot about. So there, we have these intolerance. For example, I have milk intolerance.
Pussy.
And there, some people are intolerant to crayfish. So possibly we can use human engineering to make it the case that we're intolerant to certain kinds of meat.
Okay, stop it right now, bro.
That's
this is
crazy.
Insane,
bro. What?
This is insane.
Yeah, that's fucking. Bro, what? You guys said this out loud, bro. This guy like prepared this. Bro, what?
Hold on.
There's more.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Bovine proteins. And there's actually analogs of this in life. There's this thing called the long star tick, where if it bites you, you will become allergic to meat. I can sort of describe the mechanism. So that's something that we can do through human engineering. We can kind of possibly address really big world problems through human engineering.
I'm happy we nuked them, bro.
Is he Japanese?
You know how you know he's a psychopath? He's Asian, but I couldn't tell at first. His eyes are wide open.
I don't know how that would fit in the site. Like, in your head, that must have sounded funny.
It made sense in my head. Okay. I just realized, I said it out loud, and I realized it doesn't make any sense.
Dude, this is insane.
Saying this on a world forum. Like,
this
he's
is
not
insane.
Even hiding it. That's
crazy.
Yeah, we're just going to change your genetics. Bro, Bill Gates says something similar. He's like, if people don't want to take vaccines, we'll just put it in their food.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's buying up all the... It's like, bro, chill.
That's crazy.
Bro. Human rights taking a backseat.
I don't understand. You want to kill us all, but then you want to vaccinate us all and keep us. But pick one, bro.
You know, all this shit makes me want to burn everything to the ground.
That was a good podcast.
So, wait, what's the happy news? What's the happy news?
I don't know, actually.
Huh?
Did you have a happy news or you're just like hoping that?
I'm hoping that happy news comes out. Hold on. Well, I'll tell you the happy news that I have. The happy news is that we're alive. We have not killed each other or ourselves.
I'm going to go buy a steak after this.
Yeah, I'm going to go eat steak on purpose. We got podcasts cooking. The studio's running. People are starting new podcasts. Mm. I'm going to get you some extra work so you can edit shit. Poseidon's doing great. He's making some money. He's losing some weight. You have not been attacked by Hamas supporters. That's good.
Not yet.
That's good.
Not yet.
Oh, Christmas is around the corner. That's good news.
That's good. I love Christmas.
Christmas.
I'm wearing a nice Christmas sweater. I love this. Yeah. This is Home Alone.
'Tis the season. Oh, yeah. I can say. I can't wait. All three of us will be there fucking New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Third floor comedy club.
I'm considering
That's going to
be
a nice fucking time. What do you mean? You said you're there.
It's under consideration.
You said you're there. It's gonna be fucking fun. Last year New Year's was great. This year's gonna be even better.
Oh, this one's a feel good.
A nice
I'm gonna announce my tour soon. Because 2024 dates, most of the French ones are already booked, so it's good. English, I'm having trouble because Comedy Bar Notorious, the homeboy there, Gary, notorious for not responding to emails.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, literally in end of August, he's like, I'm messaging you next week, he goes with availabilities. Well, hasn't responded to any emails since. And he's known for it. Apparently, he doesn't reply, he's very busy. But it's like, goddamn, dude, I got a plan because I want to go. I want to be in Toronto. I'd rather go somewhere where I know people know there's comedy.
For sure.
I don't want to rent another spot.
When you were in DC, were you doing shows?
No, we just went to support Ollie. He was fighting for the championship.
Okay, sick.
He won his second title. He retired. It was emotional.
Oh, he retired.
Yeah, it was so funny because we had the Quebec flag and I was goading the people into doing USA chants. And they fell for it right away.
Okay.
USA. It's funny because they were saying USA to be against us, but I was the one who started the USA chant. I started the chant against me. It's like, USA, USA. And then they all started. And then as soon as they would go down a bit, then I'd be like, Oli, 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 Oli. Nice. Like it was basically Oli versus USA. Yeah, so it was fun.
Was he a boxer or MMA fighter?
MMA fighter.
Sick.
Oli Aubin Mercier, the Canadian gangster, yeah. So he won twice. He both championships back to back. It's a tournament format there, right? So $2 million.
Incredible.
He's taking his retirement from fighting.
Good for
undefeated.
Him.
He went in the PFL undefeated for fucking
crazy.
3 years.
So he's a double champ.
He's a double champ. Yeah, he had both belts. Yeah, so it's very amazing.
That's a good move before getting too hurt and
that's
shit.
And that's what he said. He promised his daughter. He gave a speech after. He goes, I promised my daughter that this is the last summer I'm going to spend with her because I was training. And he was so cut, bro. Yeah. Well, he was jacked. And now he's going to focus on other stuff. He has his family. He's got a newborn. He could train people. Like he could be calm. You know, like how an ex-player, he could become a coach. That's basically it. He could fight. He doesn't have to worry about people punching him in the face.
He could open up a gym.
He could do whatever he wants.
He could do a lot.
And his final tenure, he just dominated. He beat the shit out of everyone for 3 years.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's incredible.
Nice. Yeah.
That's good news. Congrats, Ali.
Yeah, congrats, Ali. Big, big, big. And it'll make a lot of young people here in Canada and in Quebec in general feel like, shit, we could do it. Like a guy from here went there and just dominated.
100%.
Poseidon, what are you going to tell us?
Starbucks baristas raised over $40,000 for beloved barista after a car was burglarized. So that's
I Googled that's happy news.
I did. Good news this week, I Googled.
Well, why'd you burglarize her car?
Well, because she needed a new one, you know? Had I not burglarized her car.
Raised over 40K after her car was burglarized. But wait, did she lose the car?
Someone stole her car, and then all her coworkers got together and raised money for her.
Let's read it.
Is that what happened? Or did they burglarize, like they broke into her car? Because if she had $40,000 worth of shit in her car, does she live in her car?
Exactly, yeah.
No. I think it got rattled, and then they were like, let's raise money. And I think they ended up raising more than
she's been here since 1976. Yeah. Is that her... Is the robot, is that her?
No, it's her, this one.
Okay, I thought
lady.
She played the role of R2-D2 in the old Star Wars movies.
It's this lady.
Ah.
And what happened was, so her car got burglarized, doesn't have a new set of wheels, but new cars are expensive now, so
yeah.
40,000 makes sense. She had a 2004 Kia.
I know this is happy news, but 6 months, there's going to be an article, she overdosed on fentanyl.
She took the money and just bought drugs?
I know.
I'm really curious.
Look at her.
I'm really curious to know what they got her.
I'm happy. I like that's good news. I like seeing the community get together and help.
It's a beautiful
thing. The original goal, yeah, I was right. The original goal was 10,000, Horn says. Her coworkers all shared the fundraiser on Instagram. It circulated pretty quickly, and they ended up raising 40,000.
Good for them.
Wow. What did she get?
She bought a new set of wheels, and she's out there hanging and banging, doggy.
Damn, she's picking up all the young boys on campus.
I don't know about that, dude. She might be a married woman.
That's true.
I would love to own my own little coffee shop and do that, like, but not in Montreal, like being like a little island or something.
For sure.
And just live a simple life. That's, I wouldn't mind that.
There's my favorite bar in the world is in Italy, and it's this little tiny bar, and it's owned by this one guy, and like, it's the best. It's fucking, they have like 100 shots on the menu, and like they crank. It's nonstop making drinks, but then he closes for 4 months a year, 5 months a year.
Oh, yeah.
So he loves his bar, he loves the vibe of the bar. It's great times. The people there are all great.
And it makes money that he doesn't, he made enough that he doesn't need to work all year round.
Exactly. Yeah. He just fucking goes on vacation. He goes somewhere new every year. And it's just, it's a beautiful life.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that type of life.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
You think if you didn't grow up in a city, you'd be able to do it? But now because you've been exposed to this, you just like need.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because I love the idea of that. But it's every time I'm somewhere with a bit of a different tempo for a while, I start getting antsy, which is crazy because I don't want to be addicted to city life, but I know that I am.
For me, it's almost like I get it when I'm there and then like I get used to it, I'm good, and then I come back to the city, I get anxiety. It's crazy when I come
back.
Oh,
really? Me, it's the opposite. I get a need for the city. Like, I like let's say when I go visit Chris Ramsey, we'll go do a podcast at his house or something. Where he lives is very nice. It's like an hour away, but it's a small town.
Okay, yeah.
So I'll show up there, and it's like 8 p.m. or 9, and the Tim Hortons are closed. I can't get a coffee on the way to his house. And I go, what the fuck, bro? You know, already there. I want to get something at a store or something. Everything's closed. And I start getting agitated. Whereas in Montreal, you need something. You know, there's a 24-hour pharmacy. There's stuff around in a city. If you're in New York, fuck, 2 a.m., bro, we'll get a fucking flat-screen TV.
Yeah, you also never have to really be alone. Like, there's always a place to go. And
that's true, too. Fucking, you're in like a house on a piece of land, and there's nobody around you, and it's just whatever. I guess that's nice too, but
if you have a family, it's nice.
Yeah,
but you got to get used to like being with yourself and not being constantly stimulated.
Yeah,
though I do like being alone. I love being alone with my own thoughts, because my thoughts are crazy, bro. You don't want to be with my thoughts. Let me be with them alone. I deserve to suffer the thoughts.
But I don't know. My grandparents live on a farm up north, and it's just weird sitting on their porch. There's no lights. There's nothing. It's just you, and you're alone. And I'm just like, I don't like this.
Why are you alone? Did you kill them?
Well, they're asleep, bro. It's 8 p.m. They're fucking knocked out.
It's 8 p.m., bro. They had a late night.
Do you know what it is? You feel exposed out there.
Mm.
That's the feeling you're
like
talking
about. Like
anything
could get them?
Exactly. In the city, you always feel like I could figure shit out.
Protected. Out there, there's always lights on you. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like scary. When you're walking downtown and you see someone at night, it's nothing. But you're in the suburbs, you see someone, you're like, what does this guy want?
Yeah. And yeah, why is he not the right skin tone?
Where I live, those people.
The wrong neighborhood.
He's going to bring the property value down.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't
He's
think
working for Remax.
I wouldn't be able to live in a small town. It's like, I don't know. Maybe I guess like once I'm like much older, but like for now, like.
If I had you know what kind of small town I want to live in? Those U.S. small towns that have everything. Like they're clean, they're well managed, but they're smaller. They have a nice high school team. Like a football team. Everything is taken care of. It's not like a run downtown.
Yeah.
Like it's modern, but it's small. You have your town center. That I would love.
I don't know. I find being in the city, like especially when I went to Toronto versus here, like there's just so much being built and I find you just think bigger.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're in a small town, you're kind of just like in your routine with something nice about that too. But it's like, I don't know. I think I've been exposed to just growth.
But that's the problem with me.
Forward and future and
if I end up in a small town, I'm gonna be like, okay, we gotta open up a podcast studio. We gotta do it, and I'm just gonna restart the same shit.
Yeah.
So I gotta get to the point. I'm gonna become the mayor. I'm gonna get to the point. What I have to do is just keep growing here and get to the point where it gets so big that I get so tired that then I'm forced to go to a small town.
That's
instead of stopping everything and going to a small town.
Also, I feel like once you're like, you feel like you've accomplished your mission, it'll be easier to just, like when Thanos killed everyone, he's sitting down and he's just like, I did it.
So as soon as I save Western civilization, I'll be good.
Now
I can rest.
As soon as you end the New World Order, you can sleep.
It's going to be tough.
As soon as you like, you go to the World Economic Forum, you give a speech beside it, and everyone starts rounding them all up, bro. It's all
Can you imagine? I'm invited, and they think he's going to talk about the future of podcasting and economies. And listen here, pedophiles,
you're all under arrest.
I'm on to you, criminals. No, you will not inject me with anything. No, sir, we will not eat your fake meat.
We need to use their tactics against them. We need to develop mosquitoes that only bite pedophiles.
Mm. Yes. Like
the blood of pedophiles, and they bite them, and they put something in them that we could fucking push a button.
Something. Now you're sounding like my father.
That's the kind of shit his father invents. For real.
My father wanted to create a laser beam that fires, but it only seeks out pedophiles.
Nice. That's a great idea.
It's too hard to do, though. They keep infiltrating amongst us.
We have some technology.
You guys control the weather.
We got some shit.
Yeah, you guys control the weather. You know what's up.
I think it's going to rain this afternoon.
I wonder if it would get to the point where you could actually trick them, the World Economic Forum, into being like, I'm a young, podcast influencer. I'd like to tell people about starting a business or podcasting and the future and all that, or we have to fight disinformation, something stupid, and they'd fall for it. And then you get to give a speech at the World Economic Forum. You're like, yeah, these guys are a bunch of fucking lunatics.
You wipe the channel, dye your hair, shave your head, something, bro, and then go undercover. You know how to make a podcast now.
Yeah.
Just serve they'll pump you in the algorithm, bro. 20 years in the making, you give a speech one day, it's over.
That'd be insane. They're like, holy shit.
Take off your mask and see the whole time.
We thought we killed him. We thought he was eating the synthetic meat. The son of a bitch was eating real red meat. It's real meat for your cows and chickens. He's killed so many.
It's like everyone's been castrated at that point. You whip out your balls. I still got the motherfucker.
Yeah. At that point, everyone's castrated for the greater good. Because that's the kind of stuff they're talking about.
Yeah.
Yep. But I mean, it is. I don't know. We'd all stop killing each other if we didn't have balls, but it's like.
You think so?
We all want to keep our balls, for sure.
You say that, right? But let's not forget the people that are leading the charge to kill us don't have balls.
No, they don't.
That's all these effeminate beta males that are making money off the wars, but they're not actually fighting the wars.
Their minds are sick, so they want to castrate us because we don't have sick minds. We operate from our bodies and our balls and shit because we're just like normal people. But they're just like corrupted and their body's not even like connected. It's weird. They're just like corrupted in their head and they just want to castrate everyone and fucking.
And they don't look good. Have you seen a lot of like the most evil people in the world? Have you seen like the Henry Kissingers? They all look disgusting.
They're just jealous.
Have you seen what I'm talking about? You see old people that look good. They're cute. They're old people. They're healthy. Then you see these fucking evil people. They look the way they are inside.
Eventually, it's like Emperor Palpatine. Eventually, the outside matches the inside.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
They look disgusting.
Yeah, but it's like a life of hiding and being fake the whole time. It's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. Probably gets to you.
For sure. Like the sleep. How do you sleep at night? Because like at one point you must have had some sort of moral compass that you had to keep pushing and pushing to get forward.
Yeah.
Like even if you are a psychopath, like there is, I don't know.
Because there's levels to it.
I think that's literally, I don't know.
Disassociation.
They're just like born fucking disconnected.
So let's say when they sign something and you're going to go blow up a bunch of kids in a desert. There's no way they're thinking about each individual kid in their head. All they're thinking of, oh, this is science. So I'm making this much money, and they move on. They disassociate. They don't think about the tangible evil that's happening. That's what it is. Because if you would think about it, Hillary Clinton would have killed herself by now. Like all those kids that she okayed getting fired on her and Obama during the whole Syria thing. There's no way she has kids. So if she actually thought about it and personified those Arab kids, those Syrian kids. She wouldn't be able to live with herself. Neither would Obama because he has kids too. But I bet you they don't think about it at all. They just, it's the mission. Yep, we okayed this. They disassociate.
But do you think they're born like that or you think their childhood makes them like that?
There's both.
But like, because at one point they were human.
No, there's people that are born and you can like see their brain and their brain is already, like the brain of a psychopath, I'm pretty sure like if you scan it, it's very different.
There's a lot of deteriorated parts in a psychopath's brain.
That's so scary.
So there are some people who are just born like that, and there are some people, it's just like, people say like, oh, nature versus nurture. It's nature and nurture. Yeah. It's both of them together, and that's how
Well, didn't Obama go like gray really fast after he started his presidency?
But that's everybody who becomes president. Yeah. You know how stressful that is? The second you get sworn in, first of all, you have people telling you, yeah, you have no power, dickhead. So listen. And then you have everyone complaining, 350 million people in your own country, and then millions or billions across the world, they look to you because you're the world leader. Everyone's complaining. It's like being God, let's say, and you're getting everyone's prayers at once.
And
you're like, calm
the fuck
down.
You're not even allowed to get a fucking blowjob in your office.
Yeah, the last guy who did that got in trouble. He even tried to jam a cigar inside a twat, and he got. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, if you could bring it up. He put a cigar in her twat and smoked it.
Nice. Why is it that what? Bad? Huh? People were mad about that.
They were mad because it happened in the Oval Office, and because it was his assistant, and he was married. Mm. It was a staffer, and he was married. That's why. But it was all. People posturing, like, dude, everyone was doing shit like this, especially in Washington. He didn't kill a kid. Yeah. He was better than everyone else.
It's very tame.
Yeah. The war, though, that Bosnia and all that, the people that the got killed, that was cool. But him jamming a cigar inside his staffer's twat is where they drew the line.
People get mad at the wrong shit.
I know. Anyways, dudes, your links are in the description. I would suggest if people haven't seen Borgelli live yet, they should get to the third floor or come to Bordel when you're on to watch you. Very, very fun watching your evolution, Matthew. Fucking love it. Also, all the edits that you see online, they're all him. So thank Matthew, Waffle Sauce.
Fucking gangster.
Josh, great shows you've been putting up at the third also. So Shinebox every Thursday is free, but it's sold out a few weeks in advance.
Yeah.
So just go secure a ticket. A lot of fun shows. And come on the weekend. Saturday nights are crazy.
Monday nights from now on, me and Borgelli, new show, Open Mic Live. It's going to be live streamed and in person at the club. So if there's anybody who doesn't get to come to our shows because they're not here in Montreal, they
watch
can watch
live.
Open Mic Live every week and be a part of everything we're talking about and see it. And you know,
I like it. The only complaint people have when we're recording from there is the volume. Got to raise the volume.
Okay, well, we updated everything recently.
I'm just letting you know. Well, that's the only thing I hear. Yeah. It's just up the volume. So we're going to raise the volume, and Comfort Zone is coming back. We have Roast Battles coming up.
Yes, Roast Battle December 15th. That's going to be fucking, dude, 7 matchups. It's going to be insane.
That's going to be a fun one. Both of you, you're hosting, you're judging, right?
Yeah.
Yep, it's going to be fucking sick. The roast, actually, like, everybody's taking it seriously. We got some fucking assassins.
I can't wait.
Roast.
Yeah. I can't wait.
You have some teams forming too to write against other people and stuff.
It, oh, it's nice.
Yeah,
it's good.
That's it. That's what's happening. Thank you all. Subscribe. Tell your friends.
We've built this prison cell because we can't trust ourselves. Critically shamed.